Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see what happens next. No one is ever really sure what happens until it actually happens. For instance, this morning I woke up, which is normally something that I would completely expect to have happen. However, things were not as they normally seem. Things were not as they normally appear. Things were not as they normally should be.
Sup, bro? I'm really digging the new voice, but here's the thing, I'm convinced. Hey everybody, it's me, Aloysius J. Fig. This is the Bumper Podcast. You might be listening on Montclair Radio, what the heck? Radio Free Montclair, or you might be listening, in your podcast, Katia, Suburban Essex Magazine, we're in it, what's up? Okay, anyway, Bumper God, the voice is great, but I'm pretty sure you're only doing it that long because you're afraid you're going to lose it.
No, I don't,
oh God, Pig, why did you distract me? I loved that, that was a fun character that I was doing, a fun voice, and listen.
I
lost it now.
Now, Natty, you understand that in order for you to put a proper copyright onto a voice, you can't do that unless you get it on tape for more than a minute and a half. And I believe you're only in about 27 seconds there, so if you can't figure out whatever that voice was, then you're not going to be able to tell. It's not your voice, okay. You understand?
Yeah, it's fine. I understand. Well, okay, great, fine. So now what's going to happen is we're going to go through the rest of this podcast, and I'm going to be freaking out that I can't figure out how to do this voice, and then I'll go back and I'll listen to this podcast at that 27 seconds and see if I can figure it out. That's what's going to happen.
Natty, hello, it's me, producer, and I was wondering, I could maybe go back to the time of you making this funny voice, and we could maybe do something with it, and maybe you could, I don't know. Look, it got a little bit louder. That's what we were hoping for. Good. We could maybe see if we could maybe extend it. How many seconds do you need exactly?
I don't know. I think Rufus said a minute and a half, so that's what? How many seconds are there in a minute, guys? I'm trying to. I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be a quiz. I didn't know there was going to be some sort of a math quiz. So we're seconds in a minute. How many? Is there some sort of a device we could ask or something like that? How many seconds are there in a minute?
I don't know how many seconds there are in a minute. Somebody come on in and please tell to be telling me.
That was Spot Elliott. I haven't heard Spot Elliott on this podcast in so long. Spot Elliott is a cat. He's best friends with Peanut Lou, and he has such a deep voice. I don't know. Wow.
Did you sleep last night? Because, okay, first off, this podcast is very much off the rails, as it tends to be. You never even said your name. You didn't say, I already took care of the ID. But also, you know, your voice is, I don't know. There's a lot of strange things happening, is all I'm saying.
No, I know. And now I hear that you have a funny echo going on. So we went on vacation and we came back and the studio was all broken down, like taken apart. And now everything just sounds kind of weird and it feels kind of strange. And producer, I don't know if you set everything up the way it was supposed to be set up.
Nettie, please, you know, don't be throwing your, don't be pointing your flippers at me. You know, I know I'm the producer, but I didn't break everything down. I don't know why we even took it apart, because the studio is usually just always here. So whoever came in and did all the wires and moved the microphone, you know, do all this stuff, then that's probably the one we should talk to. I don't know who it was, because I don't handle stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just looking at everything. Hey everyone, I hope I don't know if this is moderately interesting or just terrible for you, but I apologize that we're gonna do it live. We're gonna do it live! So this is where the wire goes into there, and that wire goes up there, and the wire goes all the way over there, and that's connected, and that's turned on there, and then that goes from there to there. You know, everything seems like it's properly set up, but I don't know. I'm getting weird echoes. I'm getting strange voices from nowhere.
You might know me from the cartoon called Super Special, where I was with my friend Peanut Lou, and we were in a diner, and we ordered the Super Special.
Are we interviewing you now? Listen, Spot Elliot, it's nice of you to stop by, but today might not be the best day because we're having all kinds of technical issues. So maybe we can rebook him, producer? Do we even book guests? Or is it just open door policy where people just show up? I don't even know anymore.
No, it's not in the open door policy. People can reach out to me and then I can schedule, visits and appointments and interviews and whatnot like that. And, you know, that's usually normally how it does it. It's not just people just showing up, I don't think.
Hello, children. It's me, Santa Claus. I've come here from the Northern Pole to check in on you. It's August, and the year's almost halfway done, and we're coming in soon to the fall season, and I need to know if everyone has been good or bad. And of course, you know, I need this for my list so I can come down the chimneys and deliver presents to everyone.
No, Santa. It's... I don't know why you're here, but it's great to see you! Should we just scrap this? Can we throw this episode away? Is that something that... No? After 5 minutes we have to keep it? Wow. Okay, I'm finding out all these rules today. Hey everyone, so it's me, Natty Bumpercar. We went to a place called Cape Cod, which is the beach, and there was sand, because that's, you know, kind of what happens on the beach, and it was very nice, but evidently while we were gone, there was some work done here in the studio. Very exciting work. We now have heat and air conditioning, so that's years in the making. Very exciting here in the Bumper Barn, where the studio is, that we have a climate-controlled situation. Unfortunately, I guess the everything was moved around and changed up and now doesn't work the way it used to. That's fine. That's the perils of podcasting, you know? And a lot of times what people will do is actually run a test episode, but not here, because evidently if it comes out, content is king.
Did you say you were looking for the king, because the king is awakened and he can come in at any time that you may need him? The king is ready for you, sir.
No, I didn't even know we had a king. This is all news to me. Natty, I thought, because, you know, you're wearing that little crown, the little heart with the little crown, I kind of thought that maybe you were the king or something, but maybe not. I don't know how that works, but I think we need to gather ourselves a bit, maybe have a staff meeting, and I sound like a car engine.
Can we just stop recording for a minute and see if we can figure out the levels and the echo, and then we'll come back? Okay, let's try that.
Okay, I think that maybe let's see what that sounds like. That,
honestly, it sounds much better, but I think that we're now spiking a bit.
What does spiking mean? What is that, like a podcasting technical term or something?
No, just because there's these levels, these sound levels when you're recording audio, which podcasting is typically an audio medium, but now it's more video too, which I don't even want to wrap my head around. But so, producer, can you show him the computer so he can see the little waves?
Yeah, okay.
And then you can see what I'm talking about.
So, Alan, we just do see on this screen here, the monitor, which is a screen, which is a, I don't know, why is it, you're monitoring your computers? I don't know. Anyway, it's not my, so the thing is the little lines here that you can see when I talk, you see me talking and it's going into the little thing and it's making little wavy things and lines and whatnot. And so the problem is, before it was too hot, the microphone was too hot, don't touch it, it's too hot, it's like an oven, and so you could use the too many lines basically.
I feel like maybe we got stuff kind of figured out, but are we not even going to acknowledge that Santa Claus was here and he's not here anymore? But that was very strange. He just kind of popped in. And he also said something weird about August being halfway through the year. I think we can all agree August is well into the latter part. You're going right into fall, you know?
I always have a hard time with former and latter. I can't ever figure it out when people are like, give you a list of things, they're like, which one do you prefer? Well, I prefer the former. And I'm just like, I don't know what that means. Can you just tell me which one? Hey, act like this guy over here doesn't know, and can you just tell us which restaurant that you wanted to go to? Also, yeah, that was strange that Santa came, but I am thrilled that I think we finally got the podcast back on track. Excellent job, producer. That's for you to do that while we're recording. I don't know how you did it, but I guess you just kind of moved some knobs around and everything and made it all sound so much better. So I thank you from me and for the listeners, of course. So now this is exciting. I guess we can actually have a podcast.
Oh, wonderful. I wonder what we should talk about. We could talk about vacation. We could talk about how it was so hot.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the summer doldrums, which I don't know if some people know, but okay. So let's go ahead and start the podcast. Is everybody ready?
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by a producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.